Here's a story from The World.
Tomorrow, Pope Francis is heading to Iraq for a 3-day tour of the country. He's scheduled to meet with Christian leaders as well as the prominent Shia cleric Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. This marks the first time a pope has ever visited Iraq, but his visit does come with some controversy. Here's The World's Shirin Jafari.
Online videos show streets of the holy city of Najaf in central Iraq getting a much-needed facelift. City workers are sprucing up a main boulevard in town, adding a fresh coat of paint to the curb, filling up potholes and putting up banners. Haidar Al-Khoi is with the Al-Khoi Institute in Najaf, an Islamic seminary and an interfaith academy. He's been watching the preparations in recent weeks.
One of the first signs that the Pope is going to see as soon as he steps off the plane is a huge poster draped along the airport with a picture of Pope Francis and Ayatollah Sistani with a famous quote from Imam Ali, a 7th century Muslim leader. And the quote is, "People are of two kinds. They are either your brothers in faith or your equals in humanity."
Khoi says the Pope's visit is historic, not just for the residents of Najaf, a center for Shia Islam, but for Iraqis all over the country.
They see it as a recognition not just of Iraq's rich history, religious significance, and demographic diversity, but also of the pivotal role the country can and should play in building bridges between communities across the region and across the world.
Pope Francis has a packed itinerary. Over 3 days, he'll visit Baghdad, Najaf, the ancient site of Ur, birthplace of Abraham, and then several other places in northern Iraq. The Nineveh Plains, where the Pope will visit, is home to several minority groups, including Christians. Church bells chime in the city of Mosul in northern Iraq. This is from a video posted online. It shows St. Thomas Church, one of several churches in and around the city. Northern Iraq was once a thriving center for Christian communities. There are 14 officially recognized Christian denominations in Iraq. Things changed after the US-led invasion in 2003. That sparked sectarian violence that was devastating to Christian communities. Many Iraqi Christians fled the country. Then came the rise of the Islamic State in 2014. The group terrorized Christians and other minorities in Iraq.
Christians, as other members, like communities, have suffered from the conflict and also the displacement. Many of their villages and their cities have been destroyed.
Hassan Amr Abdullah works for the Catholic Relief Services in the city of Duhok in the Kurdish region. He says people in his city are tired of war and insecurity, so the Pope's visit is a welcomed morale boost.
It's important for the entire communities that the evil does not have the last word here in Iraq, and the Pope did not forget about them.
Abdullah Al-Awhad shares the same sentiments. He's an 18-year-old resident of Mosul. He has curly hair and wears round glasses. He tells me his family fled the city when the Islamic State came. He was 12 years old at the time.
I stayed in Bahrain for around 3 years and then I came back to Mosul.
When he returned, he says, much of the city was destroyed.
It really looked different. It was pale. I almost didn't recognize some places in the city.
Today, Mosul is slowly recovering, he says. People are rebuilding their homes as well as churches and mosques. Awhad, who is a Muslim, says he has many Christian friends and he's delighted that the Pope will come and see the rebirth of Mosul for himself. Pope Francis spoke about his visit to Iraq this week. He described his planned meetings with religious leaders in Iraq as a way to strengthen ties between different faiths. The Pope has come under some scrutiny for traveling during the pandemic. He has been vaccinated, but many in Iraq have not. The Vatican's ambassador to the country tested positive recently for COVID-19. Another concern is security. Militia groups in Iraq have fired rockets recently at areas that used to be safe. But Masroor Barzani, the prime minister of the Kurdish region, says Iraqis are ready.
We are taking all the precautionary measures to provide maximum security for His Holiness's visit to our region.
The pontiff will be accompanied by members of the Swiss Guards. They are the protection force responsible for the Pope's safety. And the 84-year-old will ride in an armored car instead of the Pope Mobile. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.